Hi everyone, this is Angel Life Makeover and this is Andrea Dombecki from angelfairyhealing.com. I am super excited to be here today with all of you to check in with our angels, with our spirit, and today's topic is a powerful healing topic. Today's topic is angelic heavenly consciousness shift. And this is all about opening our heart to heaven or heavenly consciousness, or remembering that we never left the state of holy grace, which is the state that we are always seeking, the state of inner peace, of sovereignty, wholeness, contentment. I use the word heaven because when we think about heaven, we think of a beautiful place, right? With gardens and color and safety and beauty and happiness, where we are with all our loved ones and our life is peaceful and we have nothing to fear, right? That is a state of consciousness. We want to work together with our angels to open that consciousness within our heart and release other programming that has stopped our ability to connect with this state of heaven within us, mirroring outwardly within our world. And the angels really want to say it's about our baggage, it's about our life experience. Certain things pull us out of that state of grace, family programming, going through tragedies or hardships. And really it's time for us to reset to innocence and let go of all our burdens, all our baggage, all the things that tainted us, the things that stopped us from connecting with that innocent joy. I was really looking at this for myself. I remember a time where I was in more innocent joy and I would just enjoy my life and I'd be present. And now I feel like as an adult, I have this kind of like burden list, like the tragedies that I experienced, the failures, the hardships, the things that I felt wronged me in life. And I kind of have these stories. I have this book almost that I hold around of all the things that went wrong in my life and why life is hard, right? And so I really needed a wake-up call today to let go of that stuff and just return to heaven, right? Heaven within. Heaven is a state of consciousness. So let's do some healing with the angels to let go of our own baggage, to reset our heart to innocent faith, and bring in this powerful teaching download from the angels that heaven is right here, that we can access it. When we go through suffering and hardship, when we feel tainted and unsafe and unhappy in the world, we have to go deeper. It's a call from our soul. It's a call from a higher power to seek heaven beneath the stress, beneath the suffering, beneath the tragedies of the world and of our own life. There is a deep peace, a peace that is our natural state, the state of our eternal spirit. So I want to start to work together to awaken this peace and this teaching from the angels. And we're going to start to do that by opening our heart to the consciousness of heaven, our soul home. Our soul is always at home within heaven. We've come into human form to play in this reality, to learn lessons. And when we come to this reality, we forget that state of peace and wholeness. And we start to get into limitation, suffering, and hardship. So we want to start to break open that veil and know that we can have heaven right here. We don't have to go to heaven physically to experience it. We can awaken it within our own consciousness. We can lift the veil between the two realms. And as we do that, we are literally shifting the consciousness of Earth together. So that's really, really exciting. I'm excited to do this because I know, like most of you, I have been seeking that peace. Deep within my heart, I've been seeking that peace, that heavenly angelic state of consciousness. So let's do a little meditation with the angels to awaken that consciousness within our life. We can see that awakening within our mind, within our heart, within our crown chakra, also awakening us, opening up that complete connection to that higher state of self, that heavenly state of consciousness. All right, so we're going to work with our guardian angels. I also have Archangel Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel with us today, assisting us in uplifting our consciousness, shifting our consciousness. Now is the time. We are breaking through to a higher consciousness, and we are releasing all of those old stories of hardship, of what went wrong, of why we can't receive love, of why we can't receive happiness, of why our life's gone downhill, right? We want to release any energies like that that may have been running amok, any thought forms, any stories, and we want to just reset right now in this present moment, right? There's no such thing as time. It doesn't matter if you've been negative for years. It doesn't matter. All you have is right now. And right now, we are going to shift to heavenly consciousness. We're going to let go of the darkness. We're going to let go of the hardship. We're going to let go of grief, sadness, resentment, bitterness, anything that's burdening you. We just want to feel that lifted up and out of our being. We are offering that up to God. We are offering that up. We want to be free from that heaviness, from that burden. We want to be free from guilt. We want to forgive ourselves. We want to let go. And we also want to forgive everyone else. And right now, in our heart and being, we are opening heaven on earth. We are seeing that mirrored in our world. Visualize that in your world. Whatever that means, happy, healthy families, happy, healthy life, joy all around you, fulfilling work, financial harmony, beautiful creations, cooking, gardens, decorating, world service, serving people, volunteering, planting trees, helping feed the hungry, bringing world peace. As we are anchored in heavenly consciousness, we are powerful beacons of that on earth, because we are connected to the true source. And from that true source of heaven, we can serve humanity, and we can literally be anchored in God's true strength and peace and love and wisdom. So our angels are with us, and they are singing and cheering, and they are excited because they say that it's right here, that happiness, that joy is always right here in the midst of our sorrow, in the midst of our loneliness, in the midst of our suffering, and in the midst of feeling powerless. Heaven is right here. So we want to just release those veils, release those stories, and doesn't matter what they are, just feel them dissolving and saying, I'm resetting to my true self. And I know you've been there. Think of a time in your life where you were in that state of infinite joy and possibility. I'm remembering when I was in college, I went to college in New York City. I went to fashion design school. And I remember just like on these spring or summer Friday evenings, walking through the village, walking through the city. And I just had this feeling of contentment, like the world was filled with possibility. Everything was delicious. And I remember having shoes that I loved, and I would have little handbags that I carried, and I would go to bookstores and music stores and out to eat with friends. And I just remember this innocence that life was just delicious and fun. And I've noticed as an adult, I've lost some of that, and I want to reawaken that. I want to reawaken that innocent bliss and that ability to receive joy and magic from life. I think also when we get caught up in fear, we almost are afraid of tomorrow, right? I mean, I feel like I used to live in the state of magical possibility. And then at one point, and I think we're probably feeling this a lot with the pandemic and everything, we're kind of afraid of, oh my goodness, what's going to happen next? And we don't know if we can handle another challenge, right? So I really want to bring some energy and attention to that, that your angels are saying that life will always have ups and downs, but you can bring love to the challenges, and you can look deeper into what are the challenges teaching you, because they are pushing you. As someone like myself, who's a wounded healer, my challenges push me into healing. They push me into seeking greater spiritual knowledge, and thus helping others through my own experiences. So every experience, every challenge is an opportunity for us to learn, an opportunity for us to grow spiritually. So I also see lots of pink angels working with us, helping us to awaken that heavenly consciousness within ourselves and really look at what that means for you. What would your state of heaven on earth be? Would it be contentment in your home, your family life, your finances, your work, your health? Just start to bring that in on an energetic level in your being. Start to weave that consciousness into your reality. Start to awaken that, the seeds of that joy within your belly. And really know that this is a great time of spiritual awakening. And through going into the darkness, we are awakening the light, right? I know we can have these days where we feel we're really in the darkness. We can't see hope for the future. Know that these times are pushing us into deeper spiritual awakening. So how can we use these times as an opportunity to grow spiritually? Well, it's really about knowing thyself. If you're having a dark night of the soul, if you're having a bad day, if you're feeling powerless, if you're overcome with fear, stress, bitterness, whatever that may be, to have your spiritual tools ready. And I feel like I have an array of spiritual tools or even like things to do for fun that will always shift my spirit. We can do our own retreats with reading lots of spiritual books, listening to meditation, spending time alone, being in nature, or the opposite, going to groups, even if it's just online right now, Zoom meetings and groups, spiritual things, if we need to be with others. So there's so many ways where we can spiritually evolve through reading, through studying independently or in groups. And we can also keep asking our angels, what do we need next? What do we need next to learn? And for me, I need a mixture of spiritual learning and also self-help. I need some practical tools for self-esteem building, keeping my mind positive. And I'm also highly creative, so I need to be doing art all the time. I need to be immersed in color and creative possibilities. So it's really good to know thyself. What lights you up? I recently forgot that I wanted to learn pattern making. I did go to fashion design school, but I focused more on art, fabric design, textile design, and I didn't really take pattern making. And so I realized that that's a long lost kind of wish that I had, like a long lost dream, that I wanted to, you know, learn pattern making for clothes, for handbags. And so I'm looking at like what this time is awakening, because I know you get at times in your life where you think you've learned everything, you've already followed all your passions, you know, what's next, you know? And so it's really good to be present with where is your soul drawing you right now? Are you being drawn to learn something new, to read something new, to follow a new teaching? You know, because the old ways might not be exciting you like before. So it's really good to listen to really listen to where our soul is being called magnetically, and to be present with ourselves. Take time to listen to ourselves. How can I bring heaven to earth? I know for me, when I'm doing art, I feel so happy ever since I was little. I feel like I don't feel that sense of separation. I don't feel the low vibrations on earth. I feel like life is filled with joy and possibilities. We want to live in that heavenly consciousness. Another great way to do this is to start to visualize and intend your state of heaven on earth. We can start to intend to break the veil between our higher self and our human self, break the veil between heaven and earth, and start to bloom in this reality. This is the new level of 5D abundance. I don't feel that it's about grunt labor anymore. Of course, we want to take guided action to create the life of our dreams, but we don't want to be in human effort. We want to be in the unfolding of heavenly bliss, the blooming of heavenly consciousness. I see that happening from my heart, from my mind, and then being radiating into our world. I think that we have not really understood the true state of our soul, the true expansiveness of our soul, and our connection to all these different states of reality, and the true reason why we have come to earth. I do believe it's time to reclaim the earth. It's time for the sensitive light worker souls to start to, in their gentle, powerful way, show up, right? It's important to show up and shine the light of heaven on earth through our hearts. So let's activate that together. See that beautiful world activating. And we don't have to focus on the negative or how to change the negative. We just have to kind of bloom in the positive and build the positive, right? If you had something negative happen to you and you're traumatized, bring love to your life, bring love to yourself, bring love and happiness to your world. Add love to that, add joy to that, right? And then when we add all that love and joy, the pain and the heartache seems smaller, and it's more easy to let go of, because we can keep creating more goodness in our lives. So let's take a moment to anchor in the angelic the angelic download of heavenly consciousness today. I want to see that anchored in for everybody. You could notice if there's any symbols that you are connecting with. For me, it's always flowers, lots of pink roses, lots of colorful, beautiful visions of gardens, and then just bringing in the deliciousness of life once again. What makes me happy? And so whatever that means for you, awaken that. Maybe your favorite movies, your favorite poetry, your favorite symbols, flowers, places to go, your happiest memories. Did you travel to a place that was absolutely magical? Did you see a beautiful sunset? And that's another really simple way to awaken that heavenly energy, is through gratitude and seeing with eyes of beauty. Do you go out and notice the sunset, the beautiful colors in the sky, the spring flowers that are blooming, the beauty right in front of your eyes, and the things that are going right in your life? So practice gratitude, appreciate beauty, and know that this is a time of great awakening. So it's really important to do your spiritual work and to get support if you need it. I have a Facebook group, Angel Fairy Healing with Andrea Dumbecki, and we share lots of spiritual inspiration in there. And so I really recommend everybody to know what you need. If you need to go a little more within, or if you need to join things, just be aware of what you need. Because I think in a balanced way, we all need different things. I talked to a lot of empaths and sensitive people that say, well, I don't fit in anywhere, and I don't know, you know, where I belong. And I always say, I want you to pray and listen to the magnetism of your spirit, because I think we're all complex, right? We're introvert, extroverts, but when you're in the right places, you will thrive. And I was called shy my whole life, and I can also be very outgoing, but I always knew when I was in the right places, I was really happy. When I was in the right colleges, art classes, or with the right spiritual groups, my soul could really be happy. And remember that there's a place for you on earth also. So just be aware. I think that there's a lot of changes happening. So just be aware of things that you are called to join, things that you are called to be a part of. Just kind of listen to your spirit. And it's also a time to trust once again, to go out, meet new people, let new people in, let new experiences in, and just let go of what didn't work in the past. And the angels are reminding you that it's not that it didn't work, it's that it's over, right? If a relationship fell apart, if a job fell apart, if even a friend group or a spiritual group fell apart, know that it's okay to let go of that. No one did anything wrong. The energy is just changing, and you're being called to join new things. So forgive and release that energy of loss, and know that everything is just as it should be. As we shift our mind to higher consciousness, we see with joy, we see with compassion, we see with wisdom, and we release those feelings that we did anything wrong, or that life is not good to us, right? So I'm going to let you guys go now, but I'm blessing your week, and I'm going to try to do regular Monday podcasts for everybody and be a little more organized. You can also find me on TikTok. I'm doing some fun angel healing videos on there, and I have a fairy lineage class coming up. I'm doing a collab class with Camilla Blossom from Earth School, and we're doing a 2-hour class this Saturday, March 6th. You can find that on Eventbrite, and it's called Heal Thy Fairy Self. And we will be exploring fairy lineage. We will be exploring fairy gifts. We will deeply be connecting with the fairy realm and how the fairy realm is working with our life purpose, and how that's integrated with our soul history and the evolution of the planet right now. I'm really excited about the magical things that will be coming through for that. You can also find me on YouTube, and you can sign up for my newsletter. I am always offering private sessions. I also offer mentoring and intensive spiritual session packages where we dive deep. You can find out more information about my sessions, classes, books, and everything that I'm up to on angelfairyhealing.com. Blessings to everybody, and have a great week.